Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. Me and my boys, me and my partners, me and my road dogs, me and some of the cats, some of the peeps I hang out with, we talk noise to each other. We talk smack to each other. We talk junk to each other. It's just something we do. No hard feelings. Nobody gets their emotions hurt. Some people may call it verbal abuse. Some people may even call it a form of hazing. We call it just talking smack. We just call it what it is. Just showing off our verbal punches, showing off of our witty banner, showing off our intellect, if you will. But sometimes it's not intelligent. Sometimes it's just a little nonsensical. Sometimes it makes no sense. Sometimes it's just juvenile humor. Regardless, we tend to, you know, do this all the time. There may be a few occasions where we don't. And then if it goes a long period of time where we don't, then something is wrong. Something has taken place where there's no time. It's not a time. This is not a place to joke. Nothing's funny or nothing's worth laughing or smiling about. That's a rare occasion, but it's happened a few times. Well, me and my peeps, we're going on this road trip, and I said I'll do this road trip. I was gonna drive about four hours to get to the spot, to get to the destination. And the thing about this, in my car, there's certain features. You know, there's the cruise control where it's normally in cars, and then there's some other safety mechanisms that I was sort of experimenting with just to try to get the hang of it, get the feel of it, to see if I was going to ever use this. So I was playing around with a feature. I was playing around with this feature where I can set my vehicle to alert me or to make a noise or to tell me that I'm either going a certain amount above the speed limit or a certain amount below the speed limit. So it's not necessarily cruise control. It's almost like an alert feature. This feature lets me know if I'm going too fast or too slow from what I want to go. Too fast or too slow from what I want to go. I'm like, yeah, me, I thought it out. It's like, hey, I can use this. I can use this. I can set it to the speed limit. Set it to the speed limit. And if I'm going 5 miles over the speed limit, let me know. If I'm going 5 miles lower than the speed limit, let me know. Because see, the thing about road trips, they start off so fun. Road trips start off so fun. Road trips start off so amazing. My favorite word, amazing. Because everybody's so excited to get the trip started. You're talking, you're having a conversation. You are anticipating on what's going to pop off, what you're going to do when you get there on this road trip. So there's all this buzz, all this excitement that's going on. Yeah, we're doing a road trip. I can't wait. What are we going to do when we get there? We're going to do this. We're going to do that. It's going to be so much fun. Yeah, what about last week? And you're getting caught up and everything's just such a huge rush. Such a huge rush. And by 30 minutes into the road trip, after that huge, huge rush, all the other people are crashing. All the other people are ready to sleep. All the other people are ready to just zone out. Ready to zone out and just, I'm so over this. I'm tired. I'm sleepy. I'm about to take me a nappy nap. That's cool. you can take a nappy nap. Except if you're the driver, don't take the nappy nap. If you're the driver, stay focused. Stay engaged. Stay focused and stay engaged. And I was the driver. I volunteered for this. Nope. It's not what you're thinking. I actually enjoyed driving. I actually enjoyed being the one to say, we're going. We're leaving now. See, I had that power. I had the control. It was okay with me. So what? I'll drive 4 hours. It's nothing. It's nothing. Want to go to sleep? Want to take a nappy nap? That's fine. I can listen to my music. I can listen to my jams. I can listen to radio. Well, actually, no, I'm not listening to radio. I'm listening to my music. I'm listening to my jams. I'm in the car making my chest pop and dance like no one's there and no one's around. I'm dancing, making my chest pop, singing the words to my song, just having a good time, having a ball. That's what I do. That's what I did. That's what I'm going to always do. So that wasn't the issue. That wasn't the problem. None of that. As I was saying, I wanted to test out this new feature because I thought that this feature would come in handy. I said to myself, you know what? I like this. I do not have any other methods to alert me if I'm going to speed limit or if I'm not going to speed limit when I am passing by officer, highway patrol or something. And I need to know how fast or slow I was going when I'm passing by them, just in case, you know, I don't want to get a speeding ticket. I don't want to get a speeding. Speeding tickets aren't a good thing. Some tickets are good. Some tickets you want to get. Some tickets you want to receive. Some tickets you try to win. And some tickets that you hope that you have when they call out your number. When they call out your numbers. But this ticket for the speeding, I don't want it. I don't want it. You can have it. You can keep it. Therefore, I thought that this alert feature that I had in my car was going to be, I thought it was going to be beneficial. I thought it was going to be something to help me out, something to keep me engaged, keep me, for lack of a better word, in the known of how fast am I going? How fast am I going at this particular point in time? I had to think this out. I thought it out. Good idea. I'm cool. I'm good. So I set it up to go. I set it up to alert me when I'm about 5 miles over the speed limit. And I didn't set it so it can alert me when I was under the speed limit. Because I'm under the speed limit, I'll risk it. I'll take a chance. If I'm under the speed limit, I'll just have to deal with the other drivers on the road, on the highway. I'm just going to have to deal with the other drivers. They're going to have to flip me off. They're going to have to give me their nasty looks. They're going to have to just say, oh, no, he didn't. And, you know, all the other stuff that goes on, hopefully, peeps, road rage isn't that bad. Isn't that big of a deal. Because if so, then I'll have a problem, and maybe setting 5 miles below the speed limit will become an issue. Yet, I was ready to risk it. Yet, I was ready to take that chance. No, no, no. Worries, none. I was ready to take that chance, so I just set it to alert me when I'm going 5 miles over the speed limit, because I was like, you know, if I'm going 5 miles over, yeah, it'd be good if you let me know, because I just want to know. I just want to know. And so I set it so it can go when I go 5 miles over the speed limit. And I'm just driving, making my chest pop, dancing to my song, like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, just like, I'm telling you, if if it was karaoke night, or if we were at karaoke night and I was just in the groove, just jamming out, just word for word with my song, I would have got a standing ovation. I don't know how long it would have been, but it definitely would have been no less than five minutes. Some haters would have even stood up and gave me the flea clap and said, "Boy, you clowned that. You showed off. I gotta give it up for you." And see, even they would have gave me the flea clap. So I wasn't worried. I was just doing that, like boop, boop, making my chest pop, dancing. And then while I was doing it, I was getting so into the song where I was getting excited. I was getting happy. And then all of a sudden, I just like picking up, increase speed. Then next thing I know, I'm 5 miles over the speed limit. And I'm 5 miles over the speed limit, and I set this to alert me when I'm 5 miles over the speed limit. I didn't know how this alert was going to go. I didn't know how it was going to alert me. I didn't know if my steering wheel would have shook, but hey, maybe that would have been a bad idea. Who needs a shaking steering wheel when they're driving on the highway? That sounds like a plan. I didn't know that if there's going to be some flashing light. Hey, yeah, I'm driving. I need a flashing light in my eye. Exactly. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know how this alert was going to take place. I just knew there was going to be some alert going off. And I got into my song, making my chest pop, dancing, singing, just into the groove. And then next thing I know, like I said, I'm 5 miles over the speed limit. So I'm 5 miles over the speed limit. I'm not knowing what kind of alert is going to take place. Is what's going to happen. I mean, I can rule some things out, but ruling those things out still don't let me know what's actually going to take place. So this is still like a mystery to me. This is still like something I'm just trying to discover on my car that's been there that maybe I can possibly use, but I'm just trying it out this time because it's a road trip and I'm with my road dogs. So this alert goes off, and this alert is an sound alert. It's an audible alert, and it is the most annoying. Well, one of the most annoying sounds that you can just hear. And I'm like, oh, this is bad, because I'm jamming. I'm making my chest pop. I am doing all the things that make me happy. And I'm singing a song. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm in the zone. And then this alert comes and it's like, whoa, I am not in the mood for this. I can't make my chest pop anymore. This sound is distracting me. This sound is not making me feel good. This sound is making me feel a little bad. This sound is just taking me out of my zone. This sound is just it's just bringing me down. It's bringing me down. I was all the way up. Now I'm coming down. I'm like, oh no. And the thing about this sound, it just doesn't alert you and then not alert you anymore. It alerts you and it continues to alert you until you come back down to the speed that you at. Until you come back down. So it's not like, oh yeah, okay, alert. You over your set speed. You can keep it moving, but I'm just informing you that you are over your set speed. So if you continue over your set speed, I'm not gonna tell you anymore. I'm just gonna tell you this one time that you're over your set speed. No, it didn't work that way. It didn't tell me that. Let me know until the time where I brought it back down. And like I said, I'm just trying to figure all this stuff out on the fly because this is my first time using it. I thought it was going to be a good idea. So I'm 5 miles over the speed limit and this audible, horrible noise is just still going off. And it's like, I'm not singing anymore. My chest isn't popping anymore. I'm not smiling anymore. I'm actually now I'm just getting a little nervous. I'm sweating and I'm trying to stay focused and making sure that that car stay in their lane, that I'm staying in my lane, that big truck isn't trying to get over. I'm just like, whoa, I am super aware. There's so many things going around me. So many things is going on. And now I have to deal with this alert. Now I just have to try to block this alert. How did I make the alert stop? Oh, and by the way, yeah, my road dogs and my peeps in my car, they were asleep, but the alert, it woke them up. The alert woke them up, and yeah, the alert woke them up. I didn't do that on purpose. I did not do that on purpose. If I was going to do something on purpose, I would have just rolled down all the windows and just let all the air blow in. Or I would have turned the heat on. I would have turned the heat on in my car, or I would have turned the AC on super high. I would have did something to subtly mess with them. And then when they came to, or when that happened, then point out, I was like, yeah, I did that for that reason. But this alert, no, this was not part of my plan. This wasn't something that I was planning to do. It's like, I'm going to wait till they go to sleep and take their little nappy nap. And I'm just going to make this alert go off, and I'm going to annoy them. No, because now if that's the case, I'm annoying myself. I don't want to cut off my nose to spite my face. I don't do that. So I'm still over the set amount, 5 miles, and this alert just going. And my buddy in the passenger seat said, what's that? And I was like, yeah, it told him the truth. It's like, yeah, I set this alert where if I go 5 miles over the speed limit, it's gonna alert me. And I didn't worry about setting it for the 5 miles under the speed limit, because I didn't want the road ragers to be upset and be mad at me. And he turned and he looked at me and he gave me this look. He was like, what are we, 12? Do we need a babysitter? Do we need to like let something know when we're going over the speed limit? Oh, that was only the beginning of the jokey jokes. That was only the beginning of the banter that me and my friends and my boys and what we have. We talk noise. We, like I said, some people may call it verbal abuse. Yeah, it happens. So that was the beginning of mine. And that's not even the bad part. I'm used to that. That's cool. That's okay. No worries with that. It happens. Yeah. So what? But you should not do that. This is just something for me and my peeps, partners, boys. That wasn't the worst part about that. The worst part about that was I didn't know how to turn it off. Now I am restricted to driving about 3 more hours with this alert. I can't make my chest pop. I can't smile. I can't be happy. My awareness is shot. I'm not focused. And I have to defend myself on the jokey jokes. And every time I go over the speed limit, an alarm goes off. Hey, yeah. Well, at least I figure it out that if I bring the car back down to the original speed that I set it on, that it wouldn't go off. But the thing about that is, I had to stay in the slow lane because nobody, for whatever reason, that day, that road trip, that time, everybody decided that they were not going to drive the speed limit. Everybody decided I couldn't do it because the alert was going to go off. If I had to go 5 miles over, it was going to go off. So I really couldn't pass cars because if they were going a little over the speed limit, I had to go over the five miles that I set it just to pass. And then if I slowed it back down, they were going to eventually pass me back. So it's like, what's the point? And what's the point with Jimmy Butler going in on Marcus Smart? Talking about he ain't about that life? Whoa, Jimmy B, Jimmy Butler, Jimmy McBuckets. What do you mean he ain't about that life? Can one inference, can one just come up the conclusion that you are about that life? Who's about that life? What life are we talking about? I mean, I'm really saddened that I missed this when it initially took place. I am really saddened that it just didn't cross my radar until it was too late. But Jimmy B, I don't know what to say, man. I can't say that you are a fake tough guy because Smart's a fake tough guy. I can't say that you're right or wrong about him being an actor. You hang out with actors. I just don't know what to think. I just don't know where to go with this. All I know is the NBA playoffs is giving me so much to talk about. The NBA playoffs is giving me so much to wait. I just can't wait to just turn it on the TV because something's going to happen. Something's going to pop off. Something's going to go down. It's like movies.